You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are in the middle of like some seriously potent, about to change significantly kind of energy. And maybe you have experienced it in your own life. Usually, I mean, we're all on the planet together. So generally, we're all experiencing it somewhere in our chart, but some of us are more affected by it depending on, you know, where it's hitting, if it's hitting any personal planet. So we're about to have the new moon in Scorpio tomorrow, and it's quite a potent moon for transformation because Scorpio really is about like the underworld and diving into the dark, deep depths and, you know, facing the shadow and feeling all that you fear and kind of looking it right in the face and dealing with it instead of pushing it away. And likely, you know, maybe you've even come face to face with like your own inadequacies and your own self-sabotaging traits and your own, like it's, God, the world we live in today is designed to distract us from our lives. So yeah, it's a lot. So what's probably happening is we've got Jupiter and Pluto just did their final conjunction on the 12th, which is a couple days ago. And that's potent. And we're still feeling that with the new moon on the 14th. And then we'll feel it for quite a while after that even. But it's like Pluto, ruler of Scorpio, or one of the planets that's connected to Scorpio, is really kind of going into the dark. It just makes me think of the underworld or Hades or, you know, going into the parts of the psyche that we're afraid of. So there's that going on. Even, you know, maybe you're afraid of what's happening in the world. Maybe you have fear of illness or you have fear of, you know, politics or fear of whatever it may be. There's a lot in the outside world on the world stage that's really dramatic and distracting, essentially. But what we need to really do to stay strong through all of this and use our Pluto-Jupiter energy for good is to kind of really ground down in our own kind of, like I'm thinking like Matrix, our own little bubble of kind of who we are. And I really do imagine that especially people who are like light workers and aware of the power we have to change things with our intention and using light to transform things are especially now being called like go in, go within, like distract yourself. Don't look at the distractions and make yourself what you're focused on to figure out what you need to do to strengthen yourself and to kind of conglomerate your resources and lay a solid foundation because Pluto and Jupiter are in Capricorn, but they're about to leave in December. They're leaving and they're never coming back. I mean, not for a very, very long time. So it's like kind of the final hurrah. And we have been going through a bunch of retrograde planets. Mercury was retrograde. Mars is just turning direct on the 13th after being retrograde since September. So that's a lot of inner frustration or depending on where it is in your chart, like there's a lot of action in the Aries or in the area of Aries because that's where Mars was while this is all going on. So he will no longer be feeling frustrated. Instead, he's going to go in a square when he comes up against Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter. But for now, he is kind of happy to move forward and kind of the like it's not going to be fully forward until like I guess it's not even till December or something where we're moving faster and really kind of flowing. But there is like a change of circumstances, a sudden turning around of events, a sudden like you didn't expect it to happen this way and suddenly it goes this way. So we do are all under that kind of I guess the spell of that right now. It's an interesting time. I do believe that there is like kind of gifts in the dark for us with the Scorpio energy, like really tapping into your resources. One of the things about Scorpio, I have a Scorpio moon. Actually, my moon is Scorpio at 29 degrees, which is pretty much like the most Scorpio you could get for my moon. And it isn't easy. It's like a detriment moon because it it's not stable there. The Taurus moon is a nice stable and just kind of enjoys things. And there's not too much, you know, hubbub going on. But the Scorpio moon, it's this like world of tumult a lot of the time. And I'm especially sensitive to other people's, like I'm an empath. So I feel emotions. I can like feel the emotions in the world even if I tune into it. So I have to be very careful with my energy so that I do not just start kind of bleeding it out everywhere, basically. So I've been having a hard time with that lately, especially with what's going on in the world, and I can get all riled up and feel frustrated. And that's what all of us are feeling, is there's this like level of frustration or thwarting going on with this kind of Capricorn, Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn. It's powerful, and it's trying to, like, I think there's like light in the dark, and they're always kind of going back and forth. And that's what I think is happening on the world stage. So if we kind of look outside of ourselves, that's what we're confronted with. But it's also a version going on in our own selves. So we have to like wrestle with our own, like, what do you really want to do? What kind of people do you really want to be around? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? What would you say if you were to write your own obituary, which is a really good practice, I think, for everybody to do it. Like, what is it that you're here for, and what do you want to stand for, and who do you want to know, and what do you want to create in your world? There's all these very deep questions. And also, if that hasn't happened for you, what's stopping you? What kind of subconscious blocks are up and in the way? And with Scorpio, which the sun is in now, and then the moon will be new there, it gives us this like amazing personal insight. Like, we can actually see our own workings, or what we're doing to avoid what we really need to get done. Like, when I need to get something done, I do definitely struggle with procrastination. Like, the bigger the thing I need to get done, the cleaner my house gets. And I mean, at least there's that. I say that it's productive procrastination. So things get like, the taps get all polished and things get all very orderly, which normally we're all kind of messy, so it's not ever that orderly. But suddenly, if something big needs to be done, then it gets orderly. But it's just it's sabotaging, because so the house gets clean, like, big deal. I'm sure everybody's going to be like, Hillary sure made that house was super clean on my, you know, for my obituary. She used to keep that house so clean. Nobody's going to care if I kept the house clean. So it is a self-defeating behavior, that instead of getting down to the work of what I need to get done, I distract myself with like busy work, which generally, and it seems like important busy work, because you need to have an orderly home and good food to eat and all that. But I think for what my soul is here to achieve, distracting myself with chores is very kind of detrimental. So have a look at your own self. I mean, that's just a minor example. We can distract ourselves with shitty friendships or crappy relationships or too much Netflix or, you know, anything, video games. There is just a million trillion ways on this planet now to let our energy get sucked away into the abyss. So knowing how you're doing and what you're doing is a possible thing with this Scorpio new moon, seeing into the shadows, essentially, and being able to go like, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to make change, and I need to step into my power to do that. And you need to change, and it's not going to be easy necessarily. And when the Scorpio rises from the ashes of its former life, that's what it's doing. It's like leaving behind a former life. So everything that went behind is ashes. So you might feel like that you've maybe burned some bridges, or that it didn't work out how you wanted it to, and you feel like disappointed or let down, found out that your expectations were too high. That's one for me. I was like, oh, I guess my expectations were too high. Great. So I think whatever we come to when the Scorpio energy is there, it can be quite like deep and profound. And often there's even like tears that need to be shed. Like you'll feel, I don't know, lonely or betrayed, or the Scorpio feelings, all the like The betrayal and the rejection are big with Scorpio. So we'll all probably be tapping into that a little bit right now to a certain degree. And it's sad. It's like a sad feeling. So there's that. But feeling that sad feeling clears the sad feeling. And then we're not kind of like, oh, I'm so sad. Then we can like not feel sad anymore. So it's worth feeling sad so that you can not feel sad, if you get my drift. So the one thing that Scorpio is good at is the off with their head syndrome. So generally when Scorpio finally comes to the conclusion that the situation that they've invested their all in, whether it's a person or a job or a project or a friendship or any other kind of relationship, and they have given it their all and maybe probably stuck in there a lot or stuck with it a lot longer than the average Joe would, they finally are done when they're done. It's like the fat lady sings and that is it. There is no more anything to give. And it's like an off with their head scenario. So it's like done. There's no going back once the head's gone. So that's the kind of energy that Scorpio has. It's very black and white. It needs to be, you know, done so that you can move on. It needs to be like completely removed. So people with Scorpio will also often have these urges to like, you know, they can't have an acquaintance. If the relationship isn't working, then it's done. There's no like chit chat now and again. It's just done. So all of us are like kind of facing situations like this right now where something is done. We're letting go of something. And that same doneness is what creates newness. And it's the newness that we're building. Like, and we're going to start building it pretty fast. So be clear about what you want to create. Be clear about, you know, who you are and what you stand for and what you believe. And that will keep you kind of like clear and sovereign and go within. I think that's like it's just such a shit show in the world right now that it's like, what else can you do but go within? It really is your only hope. It's all of our only hope. And we've got our own like guidance system right inside of us, right in our hearts. We understand where we're going. It just open up and clear the energy so that you can hear, you know, which step to take next. Because always the next step will appear, which is all we really need, right? With Jupiter, Pluto on the 12th going in a conjunction like that, it's the last of three. The first one was in April. The second one was in June, at the end of June, and then this one. And so it has fundamentally changed the workings of the world as it's plowed through Capricorn. And I remember talking about it, oh, Jupiter and Pluto and Saturn are going to go through Capricorn and they're going to change the foundations of all the institutions and everything that we do. I never thought it was going to be like on this level. I really even couldn't perceive it. Like now I can perceive it and now it terrifies me because I'm seeing it unfold and thinking, oh God, like, it really is happening and it can happen and it is happening. So, I mean, not that the other perspective, I guess, is that, you know, everyone's sad about their way of lives being lost and we're hoping that it'll all be over one day, but I suspect that it won't be. And that, I mean, they are conditioning us to this new normal already. So I suspect the way it was will never be again, which is sad, right? And I bet a lot of people feel like that. But then also it's like a celebration because the way it was sucked and was like, it was just as bad as the way it is. But now we can just all see how bad it is. So I think it's okay to let go. There's that Scorpio, like rise from the ashes, let it go, just drop it. Now's your chance to create the reality that you wanted. And there's a lot of creation energy happening right now. And especially like at the end of the year when the winter solstice happens and there's the conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn in the first degree or zero or first degree of Aquarius, that's a whole new ball game. So it would be really good if you had all your ducks in a row and you knew, you know, you had like streams of income lined up or you kind of found a way to remove yourself from the dependency on the system in some way, however that is, even if it's just like psychologically or emotionally. So you're not beholden to the system. If that can be achieved, that's I think a good thing. Scorpio is very much like they're intense. The energy is intense and it's loyal and it's penetrating and it's deep. And they say you've never been loved until you've been loved by a Scorpio, because they're just so full on about their feelings, which also can drive people away because, you know, more fickle signs don't enjoy that. They find it like heavy and intense. And also the Scorpio energy doesn't enjoy the fickle energy either. So they're not a good match, fickle and deep, as you probably have encountered. So what do we got for trans or for aspects on this moon? There's quite a bit, like kind of really lovely aspects. So the last full moon we had on the 31st was super hard. There was like the square between Saturn and Mars, and it was just a lot. But this is like so hopeful. We've got a sextile between the moon and the sun and all the planets in Capricorn. So between Jupiter and Pluto, there is, and the sun and the moon, there's this like flow, this opportunity, this like lucky, something lucky is going down. And you, even though it seems crazy, because like, look at the world, how lucky could it be? But there is some kind of opportunity being presented, an like an opportunity to maybe like jump up into a higher vibration. Like maybe, you know, now you can kind of take your story to another level and materialize what you've always wanted to materialize for yourself. There's so much creative juice and potential right now that focus on your dreams, focus on what you want to create in reality. Jupiter and Pluto are like wealth makers as well. So if you have an idea, or if you want to invest in stocks, or if you, you know, if there's some sort of like big ticket dream you've got on the burner, like now's the time. Mars also moving direct on the 13th is like, whew, finally, now we can get our shit together and we can start moving. We can head in the direction that we want. And it's warrior energy. So we won't feel all like, oh, like, what about you? And what about, it's more like, this is what we need to get done. And this is what I'm going to get done. And kind of fuck all y'all if you don't let me get it done. So it gives us like potency and maybe even just the right level of selfishness. Because Aries can be super selfish because they're like the toddler of the zodiac. So there's this sort of impetuous need to have it their way now. So we all are going to get a little taste of that too, especially depending on where it is in your chart. So keep yourself grounded because the energy is kind of potent, right? You don't want to like explode or act inappropriately. I mean, you could. Maybe you even need to. You never know. Sometimes like having a fit about something might just be what the doctor ordered because it was like suppressed energy from when you were 7 and you never let out how you really feel when, or how you really feel because you were 7 and you would be feeling. You didn't let out how you felt about something that happened to you when you were just a kid. So the emotional expression comes out in a kind of immature or unrefined way, which is okay because it needs to come out. Out is better than in. You don't want to be stagnant. So what else do we have? There's more than just that day. There's like the sextiles. Pluto is helping us to transform. Jupiter's expanding our opportunities for luck, expanding our opportunities to move to another level, raising our, like helping us to raise our vibrations. And that's the thing. The higher vibrational energy that we can stay in, the easier it is to manifest the higher reality or the timeline that we're looking for. So ways to stay in a high vibration are avoid all media and low vibration, any sort of entertainment that is like creating a negative emotional reaction in you, you should avoid. And also avoid vexatious people or situations and enjoy yourself. Do what makes you feel happy. Take walks in the woods and in the forest if you have a forest near you, hopefully. Go, you know, breathe in the fresh air, get some sun. If you don't have sun, take vitamin D so that your immune system is stronger. There's yoga and tai chi and dancing, and there's so many fun things that you can do with your body to keep yourself strong and capable and a nice kind of, you know, a nice space for your spirit to anchor, because that's what your spirit's driving, is your bio suit, and you got to keep it strong. So do what you need to do that. Take care of yourself. If you're in the northern hemisphere, like, don't catch a chill. Don't leave your neck or your head open to wind or cold. Have lots of warm scarves to keep your kidneys covered, keep your ankles covered. Just keep like cozy so that it protects your system. So you're not you know, while you're trying to manifest this fabulous dream come true reality where you leave the past behind and move into this brand new beautiful timeline, you don't want to have, you know, a cold or a flu or something while you're doing that. So take care of you, and then you will take care of you. Your body will be there for you, feeling good, feeling strong. And the more strong your body feels, the more strong you feel. Like your spirit feels not anxious. It feels safe and secure and certain, which is kind of a nice feeling, especially in today's climate. There is also on this new moon a trine between Neptune. So I think Neptune has been causing kind of all manner of difficulties squaring the nodes and creating a lot of deceit and not knowing the truth. Like, the truth is something that it's obscured in some way. Classic Neptune. It's like people go into a casino in Vegas. Vegas is like ruled by Neptune. They go into a casino and like hours slip by and it feels like 5 minutes. And that's the sort of illusion that can happen with Neptune. So we can't see clearly what's happening. We don't know how it's all playing out, which is a really frustrating feeling because there's this confusion and often sort of like the Neptunian manifestation can be like tired or overwhelmed or confused or downright addicted, downright checking out on heroin. It can be like that level or just some minor, you know, just too much telly. But either way, it's escapism. One's just sort of more blatantly terrible than the next. But if you can tap into your inner self, like through breathing, breathing is a, you know, the most essential way to do it, then you don't have to worry about the confusion or the like deceit or the lies. And it's a really wonderful time with trine of Neptune to actually tap into your creativity. So what songs are you going to write? What kind of poetry? Do you have a movie idea or a show, or do you have art to paint or a house to redecorate, or, you know, there's just so many, a craft to make, or, I mean, really, it's just endless. Creativity is endless. Just being alive is creative. But there is a chance that you could make something wonderful right now, something like beautifully inspired with all this Neptunian energy tying into this Scorpio moon. It really is transformative. So hopefully you're in a position to kind of capture how transformative it actually is. I guess we will be coming up to a square from Saturn. There's some difficult aspects where Saturn will be squaring Mars when it goes forward. And that's like, it's hard on us because Saturn, like, it's like the ruler or the maker of the rules or the instiller of like punishment. It can be like the thwarter. But it can also be, you know, the part of us that gives us discipline and focus and show up and stick-to-itiveness and, you know, vision for the future and thinking of lineage and our, not our ancestors, but what is it come before you? Like your grandchildren. I guess it's still your ancestors. It feels like that's behind. But for the you know, the future people that are coming to the planet, we need to think about all that. So Saturn, even though it can be difficult, it's lending us this stability, the structure. It's the bones and the skin. And we need that right now. And we have it. So that's good. So what I think you can do to make this the most of this new moon and the upcoming time is to really go within. If you can, go on like a media fast and stay away from the news and connect with nature again and connect to your creative self and maybe start writing in a journal and write down your dreams and see what comes from the deep depths of yourself. Because it is kind of like the underworld. It's not just all horrendous and nightmares. There's some amazing gifts that have been kind of locked down in the underworld that just by being willing to explore, you can access them and use these gifts that have been there the whole time. It's like having like spirit guides that are like always telling you, you know, you got to do this. And you just never listen. You just don't. You keep turning away and they're like, what about this? Try this. And they just keep coming back and saying again, like, do it, do this, go this way. But it's actually doing that this energy now that's going on, it's possible for us to actually go the way we want to go and step past our fear. You don't want to miss the opportunity. You don't want to be like too filled with fear to like take life and live it. That's the thing we're here to do as human spirits, is live life, not be like filled with fear and kind of locked out of our own realities. So that is a little lowdown on the Scorpio new moon, which is just a really powerful new moon. I hope that you have a peaceful, powerful, potent, transformative phoenix rising from the ashes new moon on Saturday. Thank you so much for listening.